Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. If your Monday is off to a slow start and you feel that you're lacking in energy, or you just feel that you're slowly trekking toward the end of the year, here's a little reminder to give yourself permission to dream, even here. Giving yourself permission to dream can sometimes feel like an insurmountable task. It requires us to be vulnerable with our ideas and our desires. And it can be scary to put those dreams out into a world where they could be criticized or denied. We may also fear that dreaming for ourselves means leaving others behind. But when we use our imagination, we can come up with new ways to integrate other people into the visions we have for the future. No matter the voices that have made us feel like our ideas won't be appreciated, we must remember those voices do not define the limits of our creativity. We are allowed to find inspiration by humbly listening to others and pulling from all we have learned along the way. In order to have a better future, we need to actively seek out people who are willing to dream of better, and we can be those people. We may not know what's ahead, or in what ways we will succeed or fail, but we do know that we have it in us to try anyways. We know that we must look to the horizon with hope and travel forward while also asking, how can I bring others with me? If it feels difficult to dream up all the specific workings of the future, try starting small by thinking about the specific ways you'd like to help the people around you. Maybe a friend of yours is dealing with a relationship issue and the words that hurt her are hurting you too. Perhaps there was a story of tragedy that you read years ago, and while you may not have been able to help at that time, the story has stuck with you. You may not have the exact solution for that friend, that family, or that community, but the feeling you get when you consider those around you is proof that your dream for the future can be about something so much bigger than yourself. Keep these stories close. Look to them when you find yourself afraid of the critics. Remember them when you ask yourself, what's the point of all of this? When we take the needs of others into consideration, we can do all of this without inserting or centering ourselves in their stories. We can dream of creating a project with someone in mind without turning that person into a project. We can make a difference without making people feel different because of what they don't have. We can be driven to help those affected by things they cannot control while addressing them with respect and dignity. Writer Anne Lamott once said, "Help is the sunny side of control." And I think this is incredibly valuable to remember when we get excited about helping people. We may be dreaming of a project or idea that could help millions and change the world, but if our motivations are based on control or gaining something in return, we can cause more harm than good. One of the best ways to practice having good intentions and motivations is to practice selflessness every day, letting go of your attachment to outcomes and performing small acts of kindness without needing to be thanked for them. Send the text without worrying if they'll text back. Share the idea without hoping they'll say, that's a good idea. Give something that is truly meaningful to you, like time, without expecting anything in return. Dream a dream of the future that makes things better for others without needing to take the credit. Embrace the fullness of what it means to dream by looking at the world around you and hopefully humbly imagining what could be. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you expand your dream of the future to include the people that you care about? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.